Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. The Prayer of Jabez. Jabez was not using prayer as a formula to get something from God. Rather, he was calling upon God to help him accomplish the promises of God. 1 Chronicles 4:10 says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be upon me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. I think many people miss that he began by crying out to God. He, in effect, states God's lordship and headship over his life. How often do we acknowledge God's headship when we pray? You know, giving God the respect he deserves. If he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, should we not give him the glory of that when we speak his name? When we pray, we should enter his gates with thanksgiving and acknowledge God as sovereign. Oh, that you would bless me. I can almost see a son sitting or kneeling at his father's feet with his head bowed and asking his dad to bless him, humbly acknowledging him as the one and true God. And then I can see outside the throne room the hustle and bustle of the world, scheming and planning to fill their silos full of all of their wants. But Jabez, can you hear his humility? Oh, that you would bless me, Lord. Father, if you would but give this to me, I would honor you with it. I would glorify your name in the expression of it. I would not be so proud as to take the glory of it upon myself. Can you hear the humble cry of his heart? Are we chasing the clamor of whirlwind outside, the broken cisterns of wealth and happiness that the world uses to entice us with? Or are you fully invested in God and the blessings of a father to a son? Can you change positions for a minute? Can you let your own heart swell with love for one of your children and wanting to bless them with something they need or want, and feel that deep desire that love has in expressing itself? Abba Father, Daddy. That is the access we have to God. But we are often not heartfelt in our appreciation for it. We watch a tender-hearted ending in a movie and tear up. But I wonder how many tear up over the revelation of the truth of the glory of his presence. Just a glimpse of the magnitude of the love that it took to sacrifice an only, holy, without blemish, righteous, and humble son for the wicked and ungrateful wretch of humanity that cursed him before he called us to himself by the Holy Spirit. Without the assistance of the Holy Spirit, we cannot comprehend how high his ways or his love is above our love. Without the anointing and the calling of the Spirit, we cannot be fully invested in the heart of God and the blessings and promises he wants to bestow on his adopted children. Galatians 4, 5, and 7 says, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. And then in 1 John 3, verse 2, it says, Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. For we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. It is hard to fathom that one of his promises is that when he comes again, in his appearing, because of the blood of Christ, we will be like him, an heir. Dwell on that a while as you are still before him. Dwell on the riches of his glory as you await his bidding and calling for the task ahead. Get out of your own head and wait on the Spirit, who will make things clear for your day. One day at a time, revel in it, for he is worthy. Tomorrow, Pastor Brian Todd is teaching on the prayer of Jabez. I pray that you have a Jesus-filled day.